How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Oh, look, I'm starting to have a little bit of sick in my mouth.
Oh, mate. Well, I'm on your side with this one.
Thank you.
It'd be like eating crusty toenails.
How on earth can you compare crusty toenails to crusty bread?
Same place, isn't it?
Taylor from Triple M Strip Troll. Jump on the microphone there for a second. She just walked in. Nobody's prepped her up. You get the deciding vote. Drum roll, please. Don't give us an answer just yet. So do you like the crusty part of the bread, or do you like to throw it out like Dave?
I always just leave it for my mum. She likes it. I do not.
Well, we're split down the middle now, though.
Well, you just said she had the casting vote.
No, well, just, yeah, because it could have been for my side, but now she's with you.
Why have you got a big smile on your face?
Oh, my God. Monique.
Hello.
Monique, you have no idea. I saw the number come up, and I bet you any money that's Monique, the relief teacher from St. Anne's yesterday that we were talking at the school.
Of course.
And we said, she's changed radio station. We won't mention the other radio station, but she's changed radio stations to listen to us this morning. Have you made the right decision now?
Yes.
Monique, you do realise I've lost $5 out of this. I didn't think you were going to call.
So can you confirm that you'll be listening to us forever on in from here on in?
Absolutely.
I need one of those big bucket things for you that tips water on you to wake you up. Like, just because you sleep through like 5 alarms.
Yeah, well,
it's happened before.
It's only the last one that counts. Isn't that right, Georgia?
I only have one.
What?
Yeah.
But my daughter has 3 and her partner has 6.
Yeah.
I can't believe we were just talking to Kayla before saying 6 as well. That's ridiculous.
I don't see any issue here whatsoever.
Well, the partner, he sleeps through about the first 4, and when the daughter's on the run with me, she actually texts him too. To make sure he wakes up.
See, there's 6 alarms and a text message.
Michael, in Rural View, mate, what's changed as far as taste goes for you?
When they changed the shapes from the originals and the power of the people got stuck into it when they bought the originals back out.
Did they change it?
Yeah, they changed it a couple of years ago and everyone blew up, so they bought out an originals version and a new flavour version.
That sounds like the back in the 80s there was the new Coke versus the old Coke.
Is that what they call it?
I'm too young for that, mate.
Okay. Burn. Thank you, Michael. Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.
You just got a hand in your backside on the plate there. How long have you been friends with Adrian for? Because that surprised me. I didn't know that fun fact about yourself. Because he's a quirky character, Adrian.
Are we talking about Adrian Wells here?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Because I'm trying to work. This is one of those things that all comes undone.
I think we got the same, Adrian. Let's just run with it. You know when somebody says old mate up the street and everybody refers to you? Oh, yeah, my gosh. Old mate.
Well, no. This is terrible.
We'll introduce
him. I'm going to realise it's like my brother who I haven't seen before.
Midnight Oil at Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in Airlie. Heading for our top today, 29, 30 degrees. 14 to 6.
Now, look, just heads up, if you're travelling on the Bruce Highway near Prospine, there's some reports of some cattle near the road there. Okay? Mm. So just slow down if you see them.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know if they're going to shoot off in front of you.
Do you know one time I... I was going to talk about something else, but I'll talk about this now.
Yeah.
We're driving down towards Serena. This is many, many years ago when I was doing dragon boat racing, right?
Okay. Because you do that on the highway, yeah.
Mackay Harbour. No, we're going to 1770, another location to do a race.
Gotcha.
And we're driving down the highway and we saw these cows on the side of the road. And
yeah.
Somebody in the back, there was a car full of people that I was traveling with.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, we should pull over and have a photo with the cow. So, yeah, no worries, cool.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
Had a photo with the cow.
Then
one of the guys is like, if we find a bull, would you like to slap a bull? I'm like, sure.
Oh, no.
Sure, let's slap a bull.
Good idea.
Driving further towards 1770. I think it was, no, Tin Can Bay it was, sorry.
Yeah.
So driving there for a regatta, and we were outside of Tin Can Bay somewhere, and there we found this bull on the side of the road.
Okay, just moseying on?
Yeah, it was just sitting there having a smoke and...
by deep.
A sign saying, we'll eat 2 grass for a lift. a bull on the side of the road in a paddock.
Yeah.
And they're like, right, here it is.
Oh.
Here's said bull, right?
Yeah. But you didn't know about the bulls, did you, at that stage?
No, I hadn't. I was so young and naive.
Right.
Young and naive, I tell you.
Yeah.
Annie, Mick, Linny, the rest of you who listen to this breakfast show, you were in the car with me at the time.
Yeah.
You've corrupted me. So I've...
Right. Okay, I'm looking forward to what actually happened now.
So, okay, so I've got out of the car and they said, Jay, all you need to do, just jump that fence right there. This is like cars going past.
Yeah.
Run over to where that little, like the little gate thing that's holding this bull in its little paddock is.
Okay.
And all you have to do is just sneak up behind him and give him a bit of slap.
So
slap on the bum because the bulls actually enjoy this, is what I was told. Yes.
Right, okay, so you've jumped the fence.
Yep.
You've... Didn't even bother sneaking up.
Nope.
You've just said, hey, bull, how you going, mate?
Yep.
Sorry to interrupt you while you didn't have a ciggy.
Yep, he's like, oh, that's right.
The Winnie Blue.
So somebody came over, they filmed it on one of their mobile phones at the time. If I could find the footage, I would put it on our page. So anyway, they're like, the bull's looking at me. He knew I was there. I'm like, come on. So I'm like trying to touch it.
Yeah.
It was fine when I literally slapped it on the bum.
Yeah.
I'm not recommending anybody do this, by the way. Do not do it. It's a stupid thing to do now that I found that out. The bull has literally launched its back leg to try and kick me.
Yeah, of course.
And it missed my leg within millimetres.
Oh, really?
It's on this video. Had it hit my leg, it would have snapped my leg in half.
Right. It would have been
Don't do it.
Would have been even funnier if you're right behind him and he kicked you in the nads.
I would have none left. None more than what I have now.
They'd be kicked back into the car, right?
I would have coughed them out. I would have went...
Moral of the story.
Don't slap bulls.
No, moral of the story. Slow down around near Proserpine because there's cattle near the road, okay?
Anything else on the road, like bulls, you can let us know. 13, 27, 10, Jane Doe for Brekkie, 10 to 6. Jane Day for breakfast, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. The Railway Hotel, our best pub in Mackay with Sundays. As voted by you, Taylor, will be out at the pub at 8:15 this morning. Probably steering away from the beers, I would suggest. We'll catch up with her very soon, starting Monday next week, by the way. Your chance to have your bad Santa photos redone thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Mackay.
I'm just having a laugh at it now, actually, just on the Facebook page. Some of these photos are hilarious.
There's nothing better than, I know parents probably disagree, but
yeah.
Us as standbys and, you know, people on the bystanders sort of giggle and laugh when we walk past and we see your kid chucking a massive tanty because they're scared of a man in a big fat red suit with a white beard.
Oh, well, look, it's a little bit embarrassing for the parents at the time. But when it comes to the kid's 21st birthday, it's hilarious again.
My mum has a photo of me. We're trying to find it at the moment, actually.
Yeah.
Of me being terrified of Santa as well. We used to go to Toombul in Brisbane, where I used to live, for our Santa photo each Christmas. And there's one particular, I think it was when I was 6, maybe 5, something like that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of old to be scared of Santa Claus. Anyway, when I think about it now, on Santa Claus' lap, my sister, my brother with me, and I'm literally, because I'm sitting on one of his knees, and I've turned around looking at him with this big, I'm crying, bawling my eyes out, with my bottom lip is dropped, and I'm just pelting out a huge scream.
Well, look, I remember seeing one, I don't know where it is, it's probably at Mum and Dad's place, all four of us kids lined up with Santa Claus, me being the eldest, my littlest brother, Mark, he was bawling his eyes out.
Yeah.
I don't think it was because of Santa Claus himself, it was because we were pulling his hair. So, but it made out to be a bad Santa photo.
Let's take some calls. Your kid's scared of Santa Claus, 13, 27, 10, because this is coming into the season. It's like magpie season. We're terrified of magpie season. I'm sure parents are terrified of Christmas because when they have their photo taken with Santa Claus, you are standing there while they are just chucking a big tanty.
I like the fact that you've actually compared Santa Claus to a magpie. Well done.
Same thing.
13, 27, 10.
Maybe Santa's beak's not as pointy, though. Are your kids scared of Santa Claus? We'll take some calls up in just a moment. Shawn Mendes now. It's 18 to 8 at Triple M. It's a Triple M Jane Day for breakfast. Mick Happy Day tomorrow. Raising money for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. You can catch Dave and I at North Mackay McDonald's from 1 p.m. Our top today, 29 degrees, 30 degrees around the islands. Laguna Keys, just 26.
Yeah, the bad Santa photos, get them into us at triplem.com.au. The kids, sometimes they're a little bit frightened of the jolly red fella. Or the jolly fella in the red suit.
It's funny for us bystanders. Yes. Not so funny for parents.
We're taking your calls on, your kids being a little bit frightened of the man himself. Chris, now, your young tyke, he was afraid of Santa Claus?
Yeah, he certainly was.
How scared? Like, paint the picture for us. Are we halfway through the photo and your young fella gets up and runs away? What's the go?
Yeah, pretty much he had the photo and, he's like, literally screamed. The scream was deafening.
did the scream actually start before he got up onto his lap, or was it just as he got on the lap?
No, before he got up on the lap, and I thought, "Oh, you'll be right. Come on."
if only they knew that this guy was responsible for delivering Christmas presents, right?
That's right. I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Every time he still look at it, he still looks at it now. It's like, oh, that's a classic.
That's what it's about. I think parents laughing at the fact that their kids are terrified of Santa Claus.
Yeah, g'day, Renee. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
So your little one's scared of Santa Claus as well?
Oh, absolutely terrified. Like, it's been a traumatic experience for the last 2 years. I took her to Mount Pleasant.
So this goes on further.
Yeah, we waited and waited. She was so excited. She loved lights and glitter. And then literally the second she got up there next to Santa, she just lost it. Absolutely clapped it. The people were trying really desperately to, like, get her to be happy, and they had squeaky toys and glittery things and plucked a butterfly off the display so she could hold it, and she just escalated. Literally wanted, nothing worked. I wanted the world to just open up and take me with it.
They called
me up. They're like, "Mum, get up here and see if you can, get her to smile," and she just would not. The look on my face is just like, never again.
So you're dreading this year. You're dreading this year, yeah?
Last year was like, "Mum, I'm scared of Santa. I don't want to go."
Well, you never know. Third time lucky.
How old is she?
She's now 4, but she was 2 at the time.
Okay, so right.
She was quite okay with the idea of Christmas and Santa until we got to him.
See, that's always the biggest thing. Thanks for the call this morning. Stay tuned, because you could be winning. Next week, we're giving away, Harvey Norman Computers has given us a chance to redo those bad Santa photos.
Yeah,
right?
if you've got them, get onto Facebook, Triple M McKay's where you find us.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at your pain, but I'm one of those people walking past laughing at your child being scared of Santa Claus. Jay and Dave Brecky, check out the photos on our Facebook page right now, Triple M McKay with Sundays. You'll find us online. Tonight. Ed Sheeran and Beyonce, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Can't believe our first $1,000 winner for the pressure test. Just moments ago, D, congratulations to Denise McKay. You can relive that moment on our podcast a little bit later this afternoon. Triple M McKay with Sundays. You'll find us online.
That's a lot of Big Macs for McHappy Day tomorrow around McKay and the Wit Sundays as well. Nikki Ramsey from McDonald's. How much do you have to put in for the Big Macs there?
Okay, so $2 from every Big Mac tomorrow sold goes to Ronald McDonald Charity. We're trying to raise $4.5 million.
That's a lot of burgers.
Nationally.
Yeah.
At the moment, McKay's raised nearly $15,000 alone.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's very good.
How many burgers does that work out to, do you know? Have you done the math?
Well, not really, no.
Okay. can we account about 30% of those towards Jay's efforts or what?
Well, it's not the Big Macs at the moment. It's only the Big Macs tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we've been selling socks. We have really cool new socks this year.
Yes.
You can get ones with hamburgers or little hearts on them. They're very cool this year.
Yeah. I have heard about these. Can you still get those? That's awesome.
Yes, you can. There's limited supplies available at the moment because we've been selling them for a couple of weeks and they've been very popular.
I bought a pair from your Northern Beaches store the other day, and I went through the staff there. We're like, and it's funny because I'm not even lying, Nikki. Your staff know me by name. I go through there and they're like,
I know
they do know you by name. And they're like, "Hi, Jay, did you want your usual?" I'm like, "Yeah." But look, it's all raising money for a great cause. Every
right.
Big Mac sold in the country, $2 goes to the Ronald McDonald House charity.
That's correct. So people can donate online as well. Everyone needs to remember that McDonald's is trying to keep families close. So we have 18 family rooms around Australia, 16 Ronald McDonald houses, and we also have 5 retreats where families, after their time of insecurity and uncertainty, can go and have a holiday all together and reconnect.
Look, I've seen the one down in Brisbane. I'll tell you what a facility for people.
Absolutely.
If they've got sick kids.
I know. And hopefully we have one in McKay very soon.
Well, I'll watch this space, and if you have any more information on that news down the track, Nikki, you have to come on this breakfast show and tell us, all right?
I definitely will. I definitely will.
Nikki, best of luck for tomorrow, and tell her to all the staff for us, hey?
I will, and thank you for your support every year.
Anytime, anytime. See you later, Nikki, there. Joining us from McDonald's with Jay and Dave for breakfast here.
Everyone has a...
Vance Joy, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Wit Sundays. Tomorrow, Harrah Park. It's going to be huge. 10 grand for somebody who can catch a ball on the full, right?
Yeah, 4X classic catch, basically. You've got to be in... There's a couple of whole heap of rules there. But it's got to be in your left hand on the full. So...
Very tricky. We gave out a go at it yesterday.
Well, you thought you'd be able to nail it, no problems whatsoever. Didn't exactly go according to plan, did it?
No.
Alrighty, Adrian, mate, gearing up for a big one on Saturday, yeah, tomorrow?
Yeah, all starting to set up now, so it's going to be a huge day. Obviously got the T20 cricket charity match, Thirsty Merc, Eat Street, fireworks, kids' activities.
What sort of food are we looking at?
There's a variety. There's a huge variety, so there's 30 different vendors, so a bit of everything.
That's a lot of food I need to get through.
Mate, you got plenty of time, so...
How do you reckon Jay's going to go catching the ball with one hand, with a stubby in the other, and wearing a dinosaur suit?
I'm pretty confident about you catching it, Dave, but I think Jay's got no chance.
All right, here we go. One.
Oh! Close but no cigar. That's the first shot.
Bounce.
No, it doesn't count.
Last one.
Why didn't you die for it?
That was so close. Are you going to give it a go?
Absolutely.
Let's give it one go with you. It's Dave's turn. Here goes Adrian. Here he comes down.
Oh! On the fingertips.
One more go. One more. Here we go.
Bounced off.
Nah, done. That was harder than I thought, actually.
Oh, of course it is. You know, because you've never done it before, have you?
Well, that's why I wore the dinosaur suit. If you've seen the video on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays, I was terrified of the ball smacking into me somewhere and leaving a massive bruise. I thought insulation will come in nice and handy, but I didn't even come anywhere close to catching it. So
that would have made it more difficult wearing that suit. You should have just grabbed a helmet.
Have you seen me? Did you see me trying to run in that thing?
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Check it out on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Your chance to win that 10 grand tomorrow. Harrah Park and Thirsty Merc also going to be there signing autographs on T-shirts and stuff too.
Yeah, they're bringing themselves down to the Triple M tent. So that's where you'll be able to do that. And the T-shirts, you've got to get the tour T-shirt, don't you?
Dave will be hosting the halftime entertainment as well. Only at Harrah Park this weekend at Triple M.
Absolutely feel pressure.
Take the pressure off and make your job easy with Gary and the team at Kennards Hire. Triple M's pressure test.
D in East Mackay. How do you normally go when you're playing along?
I don't do too badly when I practice at home.
Yeah, I know.
Excellent.
But it's tricky though. When you got the thing that distracts you the most would be the ticker in the ear, right?
Yeah, it does a bit, yes, but not to worry, we'll try and ignore it.
All right, well, we've got 10 questions lined up for you this morning, 60 seconds on the clock. If you get them all right, that $1,000 cash, all yours, come in handy before Christmas. If you get stuck, you'll have pass, and we'll come back to it at the end if there's enough time remaining, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Here we go, good luck to you. Your first question, your time starts now.
The Redcliffe Peninsula is north or south of Brisbane?
North.
Where is the dorsal fin located on a shark's body?
On its back.
Tullamarine is a suburb of which Australian state capital?
Melbourne.
Which US president was known by his initials JFK?
John F. Kennedy.
What is half of 48?
24.
What's the official language of Australia?
English.
In which sport can you get caught in a half Nelson?
Wrestling.
Where would you find the shop called Colour Me Crazy?
Prosecute.
Who sang the song We Don't Need Another Hero?
Huh?
Which road is Pete Commoner and Sons on?
Sydney Street.
Who sang the song We Don't Need Another Hero?
Huh?
Who sang the song We Don't Need Another Hero?
Tina Turner.
$1,000! It finally went off!
Oh my God, finally! So not only is the Chili Peppers concert reveal this morning, $1,000 cash to you for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Are you sitting down or have you fallen over?
I am sitting down, actually, luckily.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
No, thank you. Look, how long have we been playing this game for? 8 weeks now?
Yeah, the very least, yeah, and it's finally gone off. And the thing is, had enough time to go back and answer that question too.
I was kind of worried at the end. I thought, nah, she's going to run out of time. But straight in there, Tina Turner. Our first winner for the pressure test. The $1,000 has gone to D. Thanks for playing this morning, hey? Stay there. We'll grab some info from you. We need to account details, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, I'm shaking. I don't know about you. That's great.
Finally. I was going to make it go off next week if it didn't go off today.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm still going to make it go off next week, too.
Right, okay.
That's a lot of Big Macs, too, if you're going to support McHappy Day tomorrow.
Yeah.